This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Item number 5 on President-elect Trump's list of things he is going to do to save or create jobs in his first 100 days reads as follows. I will lift the restrictions on the production of $50 trillion worth of job-producing American energy reserves, including shale, oil, natural gas, and clean coal. You take that to its logical oil and gas conclusion, and that's going to mean a lot more fracking, even where landowners oppose oil and gas wells because they're worried about pollution, because you got to pump water and chemicals down those wells to fracture the rock that holds the oil and the gas to get them out. The thing is, the Obama EPA gave fracking a big green light last year. It published a long-awaited study of fracking's risks that basically said, no big deal. A lot of scientists were surprised, but the public debate pretty much went away. Marketplace has learned, though, that the EPA's headline, no big deal message, was a last-minute change, a change that has raised questions of manipulation and politicization of scientific research. In a collaboration with the investigative unit APM Reports, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The EPA study came as a divided America was telling itself two different stories about fracking. That is, shooting water underground to break up rock and release the oil and gas inside. One story is of innovation and energy abundance, fracking re-energizing the old energy economies in Texas and North Dakota and Pennsylvania. The other story is about the risk that fracking contaminates water supplies, leading New York in the U.S. and many other countries to ban fracking. Into this high-stakes debate came the EPA study, 5 years in the making, with an unexpected conclusion. Here's Deputy Assistant Administrator Tom Burke announcing those preliminary findings last year.
Hydraulic fracturing activities in the United States are carried out in a way that has not led to widespread systemic impacts on drinking water resources.
No widespread systemic impacts.
According to the feds, there is no evidence fracking has had...
Industry jumped on this positive conclusion. A finding suspicious of fracking would have been a huge roadblock. Instead, the oil and gas companies trumpeted the EPA's words, especially in states that are still debating fracking, including Maryland.
The government has concluded that hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, does not do widespread harm to drinking water.
Except Marketplace and APM reports have learned the controversial phrase was inserted very late in the process. We obtained several internal draft versions of the study's press release and its executive summary. That is the abridged version that most people, including most journalists, actually read. The documents were confirmed independently by people with knowledge of the study. The draft press release, just one day before going public, had a more cautionary tone. Its focus, quote, study shows potential vulnerabilities. But by the next day, the focus had changed to no widespread impact. In the executive summary, that phrase was put in with just 5 weeks to go in a 5-year study. That was right around the time EPA and White House officials met to discuss messaging for the study, according to internal emails. So, who made the changes?
I would highly doubt that the groundwater scientists who were involved in a technical sense wrote that statement.
Dominic DiGiulio is a former EPA research scientist. He says there's not enough data for such a blanket statement. Modern fracking is pretty new, and most data belong to companies that don't have to share it. We asked the EPA about the late edits. Tom Burke, who announced the study, agreed to an interview but then declined. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy also didn't speak with us. The agency emailed a statement, which reads in part, EPA is working to finalize the assessment to be responsive to the comments received. The study's final version is still pending. Here's where we have to be very straight with you. Because EPA leaders did not talk to us, we don't know who made the late changes or why. We did speak to 13 current and former agency scientists with knowledge of the study. Some described the no widespread impacts line as head-scratching, surprising, and bizarre. Others are more critical. Quote, irresponsible, an overreach. Either way, that line, again, no widespread systemic impacts, was called into question after its release by the EPA's own science advisors. Some called it a value statement instead of a scientific one. University of Iowa environmental scientist Peter Thorne chairs the advisory board.
We suggested that they provide a definition of systemic, a definition of widespread, and then provide quantitative data to support the conclusion, to put that kind of scientific rigor behind a statement as broad as that.
The advisors also said that the executive summary's top-line findings were inconsistent with the actual study. Earth system scientist Rob Jackson of Stanford, author of several fracking papers, calls it a mismatch.
The headline saying no widespread systemic influence, and yet a body of the report that documented a lot of cases of things that could have been done better. And now that mismatch makes a little bit more sense, to be quite frank, as we hear about the change in the message towards the end.
To him, the late edit gave regulators what he calls political cover to go easy on industry.
It's not Watergate, but it completely alters the take-home message of the report. It also raises lots of questions. Who influenced the final conclusions? Did they alter the content of the report in any way? We'll probably never know.
And he wonders if this is connected to three EPA retreats from high-profile fracking contamination investigations in 2012 in Pennsylvania, Wyoming, and Texas. The EPA excluded data from those places in its study, but the agency advisors suggested it reconsider. What's clear is the EPA was called in to settle a long-standing dispute, and it appeared to vindicate and to absolve fracking, says longtime energy regulatory observer Kevin Book. His D.C. firm, Clearview Energy Partners, provides research to oil and gas investors.
That's a big deal. That reinforces the sense that there's nothing to see here, folks. Move on. The idea that the EPA is above regional bias gives it an additional power to an EPA absolution of a technology.
A technology that has swamped the U.S. with ultra-cheap natural gas, that has put a number of coal and nuclear plants out of business, and it's helped to crash the global price of crude oil. There's a lot riding on North American fracking, and Washington knows it, says ex-EPA scientist Dominic DiGiulio.
It's a very powerful industry, of course, and there's a lot of pressure that's put on EPA to not have findings that would cause financial harm to that industry. The wall between politics and science is not completely solid, you know, at times.
And the next administration is even more overtly pro-oil and gas, notes Michael Halpern at the nonprofit Union of Concerned Scientists.
We're really concerned that science that is critical to protecting public health and safety will be more vulnerable to suppression or spin.
For all the questions about EPA messaging, here are a few things the study actually found. Fracking chemicals sloshing around in pits and transported by trucks can induce spill and leach into the ground. Some fracking goes straight into drinking water resources, which in some cases are actually mixed in with the oil and gas. And wells can be poorly constructed. About 3% of the time, the study found, wells lacked outer cement to protect aquifers from contamination. Now, here's where the science gets tricky. The overall pollution instances were low, which could suggest fracking is safe, or that there's not enough good data.
And fundamentally, there aren't strong conclusions from this.
George Gray is professor of risk assessment at George Washington University. He's former head of the EPA research office under President George W. Bush.
We're not seeing a lot of problems, but then it could be because we're not looking closely enough. Right there, you know, choosing which one of those to focus on is going to put a different spin to the way that you look at that report.
Again, the EPA study is not over. The final version could drop the line about no widespread systemic impacts after criticism from its own advisors. And that press release with a controversial line, it was removed from the fracking study's main website a couple months after it came out, when EPA media staffer said the release was bumped to the archives to accommodate a newer link. Another said the press release didn't get enough attention. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Scott reported that piece for us with Tom Scheck of APM Reports.